Good morning, dear Aurovillians, newcomers, volunteers and guests, and hi to all of you who are listening to us from near and far. Today is Monday, 19th of October, and sky is washed here with some scattered clouds after early morning shower on 26 degrees Celsius. Weather forecast for today says spotty showers this morning, otherwise after cloudy start sunshine returns, and partly cloudy with a passing shower or two over the night. Chance on precipitation is 60%. Temperatures would be ranging from low of 24 to high of 31 with heat index of 40 degrees Celsius. And maximum ultraviolet index will be 8, which is high. Easterly winds at 11 km per hour with occasional gusts on 18 km per hour. Moon is in first quarter, illuminated on 36%. On 24th of October, it would be Global Oneness Day. With a virtual summit. Global Oneness Day is a time for people across the globe to join in celebrations of all types, such as across culture and interfaith gatherings, song and dance gatherings, walks in nature, meditation, circles and reading of the Oneness Declaration, all in true communion and remembrance of who we really are. The Global Oneness Day virtual summit continues to grow as the rallying point of celebration. This year, there would be dozens of renewed speakers share how oneness can be realized and expressed in daily life so that our global society blossoms into greater health, harmony and happiness. You might be inspired by their ideas and passion. The summit is also an opportunity to join tens of thousands of participants in the amazing experience of solidarity and shared consciousness as one. So on this summit, amongst the names are also Barbara Max Hubbard, Neil Donald Walsh, Stefan Dienan, Panaj Desai, Kenji Kumara, Jennifer McLean with Healing with the Masters, Rick Alfick, Jonathan Goldman, and the Worldwide Meeting on Human Values conveyed by Christina Gonzalez. And why is this day important? Because it's a day to explore how we are separate from nothing. On this day, we see we are all one with the divine and each other, and we model it. It is a day at one meant. It is a day to talk about living in oneness in practical ways, to reverence and nurture life as the prime value. Global Oneness Day is a call to expand consciousness and invitation to conscious creation. This day calls us to serve the life first, to preserve the earth, nature, humanity, and all life's diversity. In short, it's an impactful day that has enormous opportunity to change our lives and the world for the better. What is actually a Global Oneness Day? It is a day dedicated to celebrating oneness. Similar to Earth Day, which galvanized the global environment movement, Global Oneness Day has become the catalyst for spiritual activism and the emerging global oneness movement. It represents a profound new paradigm in human culture. In the late 60s, the first photographs of the Earth seen from the space powerfully impacted humanity. We realized that all life on our beautiful blue planet was deeply connected. This understanding has deepened and expanded as more people recognize that oneness is divine and the very essence of our being. Today, oneness is expressed through many diverse streams, religions, philosophies, mystical and indigenous traditions, and the sciences. These streams are overflowing their banks, commingling and converging to form a single stream, a universal oneness movement. So Global Oneness Day is our day to celebrate unity in our diversity, as a community consecrated to serving humanity's collective awakening. And what's going on in the city? Somehow feels that the global oneness does touch us, and from the resident assembly service teams come invitation to spend time together as community members. And we would be gathering at the La Terrasse, space above the solar kitchen, every Saturday from 4:30 p.m. onward. There would be just time to spend together, and just time to be together, and just time for four questions or answers, and time together to give space for grace. Without agenda and no special reason, just sharing the joy of living in Oroville. On Thursday, 22nd of October at 5:15 at Savitri Bhavan, we can hear presentation by Dr. Sajjadeep Ghosh on Buddhist building tradition for sustainable living in the ancient city of Anuradhapura, Sri Lanka. Dr. Ghosh will bring with him few copies of his recently published book. This talk is dedicated to the memory of Nirod Baran, who had Buddhist origins and mentored Dr. Ghosh Sadhana up to the end of his life. Otherwise, Dr. Sajjatid Ghosh is a currently senior professor at the School of Mechanical and Building Science, UVIT University in India. And here's an invitation to members of Orville, Sri Aurobindo Ashram, Sri Aurobindo Society, the Golden Chain Fraternity, World Union, Sri Aurobindo's Action, Orville International, Sakar, Delhi Ashram Branch, and those who are working for the fulfillment of the aims and ideals of Sri Aurobindo and the Mother with Sourcing Our Oneness on 25th of October. And it would be an exploration of harmony. And as the mother said, the best way is to call for the divine presence of truth and harmony to replace the vibration of disorder and confusion. An exploration of harmony and ways to evoke it in our daily life, both individually and as a collectively, in an organic way, from 9:30 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. at Sharanam, Sri Aurobindo Society, next to Austere Lake and the Ashram Mati Udayam, at Puturai Road in Ostering Meadow. We need to register before Tuesday 20th, as there will be transport and lunch arrangements. On Tuesday and Wednesday, October 20th and 21st, between 7:30 to 10 p.m. at Kripa in Kalabumi, we can participate in dance improvisation and composition workshop, play practice research with Abhilash Nigapa. From Pavilion of Tibetan Culture comes an announcement that Tibetan doctor is visiting us on Saturday 24th, and if you need an appointment, you have to register at 262-2401. The consultation would be in the pavilion. Satyaji posted tree climbing announcement with professional height safety equipment. And if you want to experience without learning all the knots, the ropes are already positioned on the trees. The knots are tied and tested before you hook on, after being fitted with yourself. But you can also learn more to go in an advanced level, because during the class they will teach both the double and single ropes techniques and plus demonstrate many of the new climbing devices available. You will learn how to install the ropes in the trees, tie and use several climbing knots and extend it and descend both with them. Knots, but also with ascenders and descenders. You need to call Satyaji on 9786406540. And Hari Mohanam, who made an interesting short movie about the couple who are running the tea shop and traveling around the world, just informed us that his journey is fantastic because he's cycling around India with his cycle to promote the movie. And since Saturday, the movie is also online for all to you to see. At 6:30 p.m. today at Savitri Bhavan, there was screened Sri Aurobindo's The Mother, Part 2, where the mother reads Chapter 6 of The Mother, presenting the four great aspects of the mother. This film has been newly edited by the audiovisual section of the Department of Physical Education. At Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall tonight at 8 p.m. we will see Indian drama Ustad Hotel, made in India in 2012 by director Anwar Rashid. Tomorrow they will screen German drama A Coffee in Berlin, made in Germany in 2014 by director-writer Jan-Ole Gerster. And on Wednesday we will see documentary biography The Salt of the Earth, which was made by director Juliano Ribeiro in 2014 in France, Brazil and Italy. And the mother wrote, "From step to step, from truth to truth, we shall climb ceaselessly until we reach the perfect realization of tomorrow." Thank you for listening to us, and you can contact us on orvilleradio.org.